Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Three new frontline naval warships, INS Surat, INS Nilgiri and INS Vagshir, dedicated to the nation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India is emerging as a major maritime power in the world. President, Prime Minister, Defence Minister and Chief of Defence Staff extend best wishes to country's courageous soldiers on the occasion of Army Day. Meta India apologises for its CEO Mark Zuckerberg's remark on 2024 India elections. South Korea's impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol arrested by law enforcement officials. And in cricket, Indian women's team registers its largest ever win by 304 runs, defeating Ireland in third and final ODI at Rajkot, clinches the series 3-0. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that India is emerging as a major maritime power in the world. The Prime Minister was addressing the gathering today after dedicating three frontline naval warships, INS Surat, INS Nilgiri and INS Vagshir, to the nation on their commissioning at the Naval Dockyard in Mumbai. Mr. Modi said it was also a matter of pride that all the three frontline platforms were made in India and congratulated all the stakeholders.
आज भारत पूरे विश्व और खासकर ग्लोबल साउथ में एक भरोसेमंद और जिम्मेदार साथी के रूप में पहचाना जा रहा है। भारत विस्तारवाद नहीं, भारत विकासवाद की भावना से काम करता है। भारत ने हमेशा ओपन, सिक्योर, इंक्लूसिव और प्रॉस्परस इंडो-पैसिफिक रीजन का समर्थन किया है।
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said this year is the year of reforms for the defence sector and by the end of the year, the defence sector will implement many reforms.
हमने रक्षा मंत्रालय में 2025 को ईयर ऑफ रिफॉर्म्स घोषित किया है इसके अंतर्गत हमने रक्षा मंत्रालय तथा तीनों सेनाओं में जो भी जरूरी रिफॉर्म्स हैं उनके ऊपर कार्य करने का संकल्प लिया है मुझे विश्वास है कि इस साल के अंत तक हम रक्षा क्षेत्र में कई रिफॉर्म्स को लागू कर चुके होंगे जो भारत के रक्षा क्षेत्र को नई ऊंचाइयों तक पहुंचाने में सहायक सिद्ध होंगे
On the occasion of Army Day, President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan extended their best wishes to the country's courageous soldiers, respected veterans and their families. President Draupadi Murmu lauded Indian Army's humanitarian work during crisis and disasters. In a message, President Murmu highlighted the Army's pivotal role in ensuring national security. Prime Minister Modi said the government is committed to the welfare of the armed forces and their families through various reforms and a focus on modernization. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said the Indian Army is known for its courage, bravery, sacrifice and professionalism. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan also extended greetings to all ranks of the Indian Army on the occasion. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has emphasized that there is no place for nationalism in a country witnessing unprecedented development. Addressing the convocation ceremony of Guru Ghasidas Central University in Bilaspur city of Chhattisgarh today, the Vice President said that nationalism remains the biggest hurdle to development, particularly for the tribal people.
There is no place for nationalism in a country witnessing unprecedented development. And the development that is happening at the moment is common man centric. It is centric to marginalized sections of society, vulnerable segments of society. When such is the policy in action, when such are the results on ground, there can be no space for nationalism. The government has evolved a good policy and the state of Chhattisgarh is executing it remarkably well. 3 C's, road connectivity, mobile connectivity and financial connectivity is bearing fruits, transforming lives and creating new pathways to progress.
A high-powered inquiry committee, which was set up on receipt of information provided by U.S. authorities regarding the activities of some organized criminal groups and terrorist organizations, has submitted its report to the central government. The Union Home Ministry said the committee has recommended legal action against an individual whose earlier criminal links and antecedents also came to notice during the inquiry. It has also recommended that the legal action must be completed expeditiously. Meta India has apologized for its CEO Mark Zuckerberg's statement that the incumbent government in India lost elections in 2024 due to its handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. Amid the massive row over the remark, India representative of the social media giant apologized today, calling it an inadvertent error. Responding to the Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw's post-fact-checking Zuckerberg's remark on 2024 elections across the globe, Meta India's Vice President, Public Policy, Shivnath Thakral, on social media X said that Mark's observation that many incumbent parties were not re-elected in 2024 elections holds true for several countries, but not for India. He said the Meta is apologizing for this error. Earlier, BJP MP Nishikant Dubey, who heads the Parliament Standing Committee on Communications and IT, had said that the panel will summon the Meta over incorrect information. Several prominent candidates of BJP, Aam Aadmi Party and Congress today filed their nominations for Delhi Assembly polls. A total of 194 nominations were filed on the fourth day of nomination today. The nomination process will continue till Friday. More from our correspondent.
The nomination process has gained momentum as prominent leaders of different political parties today filed their nomination and started hitting the ground to woo the voters. Aam Aadmi Party Chief Arvind Kejriwal and BJP leader Parvesh Verma filed their nomination papers from the New Delhi Assembly constituency. Former Delhi BJP Chief Satish Upadhyay filed his nomination from the Malvi Nagar seat. BJP candidate Ramesh Bidhuri also filed his nomination from the Kalkaji Assembly constituency against the Delhi Chief Minister Atishi and Alka Lamba of Congress. Meanwhile, candidates of BJP, AAP, Congress and others are reaching out to people in the area to seek their support. To ensure free, fair and peaceful elections in the national capital, Delhi police has registered 180 cases for violating the model code of conduct so far. The police has also seized drugs worth more than 12 crore rupees and cash amounting to over 1 crore rupees in the national capital. More than 7,400 persons have also been arrested under the provision of Preventive Action and Excise Act. With Dipendra Kumar, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Meanwhile, the BJP today announced the list of star campaigners for Delhi Assembly polls. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Minister Amit Shah, BJP President JP Nadda, Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh Yogi Adityanath and Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis are among the leaders included in the list of star campaigners. The polling for 70-member Delhi Assembly will take place on the 5th of next month and counting will be held on 8th of February. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated the Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan Ji Temple, an ISKCON project at Khargar in Navi Mumbai. On this occasion, he highlighted that foundation of India's spiritual culture is the spirit of service to humanity. Mr. Modi added that in line with this spirit, the central government has implemented several social welfare schemes like Ayushman Bharat, Har Ghar Jal and Ujwala Yojana.
हर घर में शौचालय बनवाना, हर गरीब महिला को उज्ज्वला का गैस कनेक्शन देना, हर घर तक नल से जल की सुविधा पहुंचाना, हर गरीब को 5 लाख रुपए तक मुफ्त इलाज की सुविधा देना, 70 वर्ष की आयु से ऊपर के हर बुजुर्ग को इस सुविधा के दायरे में लाना, हर बेघर को पक्के घर देना, ये इसी सेवा भावना के साथ किए गए कार्य हैं जो मेरे लिए हमारी महान सांस्कृतिक परंपरा का प्रसाद है.
And now news from Mahakumbh in Prayagraj. The grand and divine Mahakumbh in Prayagraj is capturing global attention. As part of this, a 21-member delegation from 10 countries will take a holy dip at Sangam tomorrow. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has directed officials to improve arrangements for the expected 8 to 10 crore devotees at Sangam on Mauni Amavasya, which is on the 29th of this month. The government has accorded special emphasis on cleanliness, hygiene and clean and quality food for devotees. The food safety officers are ensuring clean and quality meals for millions of devotees. A report.
The fair is divided into 5 zones and 25 sectors with food safety officers in each sector regularly monitoring hygiene and safety standards. All food safety operations are being coordinated from the central office, which oversees food monitoring efforts and supervises the deployment of teams across the fair. Random checking is going on through food safety on wheels. Officials are preventing distribution of spoiled or adulterated items to the pilgrims through the food safety on wheels. These mobile laboratories conduct on-the-spot testing of food and beverages. Regular quality checks are conducted at hotels, dhabas and small stalls with food safety complaints promptly addressed to ensure swift action. These comprehensive arrangements reflect the government's commitment to provide all devotees a safe and satisfying experience. With Anand Kumar, Anupam Mish, Akashwani News, Mahakumbh Nagar, Prayagraj.
The Supreme Court today ordered the construction and availability of separate toilet facilities for males, females, persons with disability and transgenders in all court premises and tribunals across the country. A bench of Justices J.B. Pardiwala and R. Mahadevan said that toilets are not merely a matter of convenience but a basic necessity which is a facet of human rights. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today met the visiting President of Singapore, Tharman Shanmugaratnam, in New Delhi. President Tharman will hold discussions with President Draupadi Murmu tomorrow at Rashtrapati Bhavan. South Korea's impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol was arrested today by law enforcement officials. Yoon was impeached and charged with insurrection over his short-lived effort to impose martial law last month. It is the first time in the South Korean history that a sitting president has been detained. In Bangladesh, the Supreme Court today acquitted Khalida Zia, Tariq Rahman and others in the Zia Orphanage Trust Graft case. The court, headed by Chief Justice Syed Rifat Ahmed, pronounced the verdict unanimously acquitting Khalida, former Prime Minister of Bangladesh, and others who were convicted and sentenced by the lower court in the Zia Orphanage Trust Graft case. Benchmark domestic equity indices today ended with modest gains for second straight session. The 30-share index at Bombay Stock Exchange, Sensex, advanced 224 points to close at 76,724. Similarly, the National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 added 37 points to settle at 23,213. Dense fog and low visibility engulfed the Delhi NCR today, affecting flight and rail operations. As many as 44 Delhi-bound trains and several flights have been reported delayed. Meanwhile, the India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast dense to very dense fog conditions during the night and early morning hours in Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan tomorrow and in Delhi, Punjab, Haryana and Chandigarh over the next 2 days. And in sports, in women's cricket, India today registered its largest ever win by 304 runs, defeating Ireland in the third ODI of the three-match series in Rajkot, Gujarat. India clinched the series 3-0. Hosts posted a huge target of 436 runs. Chasing the target, Ireland were all out in 31.4 overs, scoring 131 runs. Earlier, the women in blue created history by scoring a massive 435 runs for the loss of 5 wickets in their 50 overs, their highest ever ODI total. This is also the fourth highest total in the history of women's cricket. And in the CoCo World Cup 2025, the Indian women's team achieved a remarkable victory against Iran with a score of 100-16 at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium in New Delhi this evening. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. 3 new frontline naval warships, INS Surat, INS Nilgiri and INS Wagshir, dedicated to the nation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says, India is emerging as a major maritime power in the world. President, Prime Minister, Defence Minister and Chief of Defence Staff extend best wishes to country's courageous soldiers on occasion of Army Day. Meta India apologizes for its CEO Mark Zuckerberg's remark on 2024 India elections. South Korea's impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol arrested by law enforcement officials. And in cricket, Indian women's team registers its largest ever win by 304 runs, defeating Ireland in third and final ODI at Rajkot, clinches the series 3-0. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.